One more thing I'd just like to say. If you have not seen yourself before God as guilty of breaking His law, His commandments, I believe it's James 2 verse 10 that says, if you've broken in one point, you've broken all the law. We're all guilty before God. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, our only hope. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing that you can do to make God love you anymore. He paid the ultimate ransom, gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, on the altar for you. Answer these questions verbally as you listen to this in the privacy of your car, privacy of your home, wherever it is. Whisper it, shout it out loud. Have you ever told a lie? What does that make you? Have you ever stolen, regardless of the value, regardless of your age? Have you ever stolen anything? If so, what does that make you? Have you ever looked at lust with somebody? Jesus said you're committed adultery in your heart. You ever done that? If so, you're an adulterer at heart, adulteress at heart. Have you ever used God's name in a way that's inappropriate? Is your answer yes? If so, that's blasphemy. Any one of those, if you get three right and one wrong, or three right, one wrong, that's still, as unfair as it may seem, you stand before God, you've broken the law, and it doesn't matter what anyone else has done. What matters is between you and God, you've broken the law. Repent of that. Cling to the cross. Call out to Jesus Christ. Tell Him you're sorry. Repent of that sin. Ask Him to take away that desire to do those selfish things that you know are wrong in the eyes of God. He's given you a conscience. You know right from wrong. Ask for His forgiveness. He'll never say no. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. When you're out witnessing and things are going well, it's not about you. It's not about how well you've done it. It's about the Word of God. It's about the Holy Spirit working on that heart. Don't get a big head. Focus on Jesus Christ. If you're sinking and everyone's turning you away, don't worry about it, because if people reject you because of Jesus Christ, you're getting treasure in heaven beyond any 401k you can save up on earth, better than any lottery you can win. By being rejected, you should praise God for that, because there is more treasure in heaven for you there. Better gift than anything you could receive here. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. It's going to be hard. You're going to stumble. No one was born with the gift of riding a bike. If you want to ride a bike, you get someone to teach you. You use training wheels. If you want to learn to ride, if you want to ride the bike, you will. If you want to witness, you will. Find a friend who can show you how. If you know how, go out and do it. Get some friends around you so that you do it on a regular basis. Show someone else how to encourage them. Step out of the comfort zone. Do something. Something today. Something. Leave a track. Call and buy some tracks. Talk to a friend. Send an email. Send a letter. Put tracks with a check when you send an invoice. Do something. Every day, God will bless His word going forth.